The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Unwanted pets, radio, Tinder and water hierarchy in Australia's fastest servo. Unwanted. Why did that not work? Oh, that's right, because we decided to include 4 bits instead of 3. Ah, the show was so good that we couldn't figure out what to cut. And after a good 3.5 hour argument with the shy guy on what to put in there, we just thought, let's remain friends and put it all in instead. Oh, yes. So more podcasts for you. Still quick, though. Still quite the quickie. What was there? Unwanted pets. Have you ever received a dog that you didn't ask for? Or a bird and just flew into your lap and asked for you to nest it for as long as it lived? Also, Radio Tinder. That's always good fun. You know, we had a cougar this week. Yeah, well, I converted her to be a cougar. Also, my water hierarchy system. A lot of people drink water, so it was very relatable content. And Australia's fastest servo, the last one of the year. Who will be crowned Australia's fastest servo worker? Well, it wasn't without a little bit of final drama. Enjoy the quickie. Happy 1 year anniversary, I must say, to Priyanka Chopra and Nicholas Jonas. Oh, well done. They say if you can get through the first year, guys, you've got an automatic another 4. They've decided to mark their 1 year anniversary in a very special style. Or should I say Priyanka Chopra has decided to mark this 1 year anniversary in a very special style. There's Instagram content floating around of Priyanka sneaking into a shirtless Nick Jonas, waking him up and surprising him on the special day. Now have a listen to this audio. See if you can tell how happy Nick Jonas is about this new present.
What's that? What? What is that?
What's this? Who are you?
Oh, he doesn't have a name yet.
What? What's this? What?
Priyanka Chopra has decided to shower shirtless Nick Jonas in a brand new puppy dog. Ooh. No. Nick Jonas does not seem happy about this at all. I don't think Nick Jonas wanted to wake up to a brand new surprise German Shepherd. As cute as it is, and this isn't a flog dog segment on 131060, but all I'll say is that a pet is an important decision. A pet's a decision for life. This is something you've both got to be across. And to be honest, I'm not sure how much magic there is in getting a surprise dog. I thought half the fun of getting a dog was going to like the puppy shop or the dog shelter and choosing one as a family. Not just having one donked on you in bed as you're trying to wake up on a weekday. I just think of my situation at the moment, very similar to Nicholas Jonas probably. I just think I'm just in no stage to have a puppy dog right now. If someone brought me a puppy with held in both hands with their heart, go, hey, I bought you the best gift ever. I know you're a dog guy, Dan. Here's a nice puppy for you. I would be absolutely torn, shattered and mortified all at the same time with an unwanted pet gift. I thought on 131060, how far does this spread? How far is what Priyanka Chopra is doing by just springing surprise dogs on hubby Nick Jonas go to? And Nick Jonas now has to deal with this dog. He's got an 18-year problem on his hands. He's got a day of dog. He's got 18 years of dog. Unwanted pet gifts on 131060.
Call 131060. Quick, quick, quick as anybody received an unwanted pet gift.
And I'm not saying that maybe you don't like the pet now. Maybe it's grown on you over the last 9 years. But were you in a situation where you had to accept an animal out of the kindness of someone's heart? But either, oh, I couldn't think of anything worse right now. Maybe you're a dad who's like trying to hold up the fort, the family home for the last 4 years. But nope. No, we won't be getting a dog. It'll chew up my back garden. And then just the kids and the wife come home one day. And now you can't be a dad who just takes away a dog from 2 8-year-old girls. It's absolute blasphemy. 131060 prizes up for grabs if you want to share your story tonight. Did you receive an unwanted pet gift? What happened? Did you have the heart to take it? Or did you have the kahunas to send it back? Veronica, have you had an unwanted pet gift?
Yes, well, I think I wanted it, but my mum definitely didn't want it. My mum's boyfriend gave me, when I was like 10, a mouse that we thought was a boy, and it gave birth to like 30 tiny mice, and they all just mated with each other and it became like 103 mice. And I used to brag about it at school how many mice I had, but in hindsight, it was kind of ruined.
Wow. Isn't it amazing? I think the tipping point's probably around 17, that you stop bragging to your friends you've got 103 mice in your bedroom.
Well, you also don't brag about, like, the tiny mice mating with each other and having more babies.
Well, the baby mouse, I'm sure you saw each stage of a life cycle of a mouse. I'm imagining you saw a few pink hairless mice for a while.
Yes, they had little skin on their eyes. They're really cute.
Little ball sacks with claws, those things. It doesn't solve the mystery of the transvestite mouse. Why was there rumours that the mouse was a man, but in fact it's a very horny woman mouse?
Well, I don't know. I think the vet was just not great at his job.
Wow.
And just decided, oh, it's a man. But no, so lucky us. And my mum was not happy about that.
What a shit vet. That's going to be one of the easiest things to diagnose. A mouse's penis. It's not even like open heart dog surgery. Just have a look down there.
Mouse's penis, have you?
Yes. Veronica on 131060. No, Monica. How confusing. Hello, Monica.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. You got an unwanted pet as a gift. It's a bit awkward.
Look, I'm actually the pet giver, and I totally defend my position, all right?
Oh, no. All right. A defendant to the stand.
Look, I have a best friend who's an artist, and I've given her over the years a bunny rabbit, and I've given her this really pretty, like, sky blue ring-necked parrot. And I at first saw she did, like, angry cry in like rage about why I would give her a present. She was like, now I can never go on holiday. Yeah. And I was like, it'll be fine. Yeah. And like, yeah, she loves those things now. And they feature in all her paintings. They're like down little corners, little parrot, or little white rabbit. She absolutely adores them.
So I think she's learned to adjust her lifestyle accordingly. It's like someone who gets a life.
Open their heart. It's just opening their heart a little wider.
No, it's like someone who has to go to prison for 15 years. They don't want to, but by the seventh year, they're just used to it. And they're like, well, you learn to do your time, you see. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to.
Guilty.
You're off to the court of unwanted pet gifts. Chantel, you had an unwanted pet gift?
Yes, I did. I had an unwanted cat.
Oh, no. Now, some people say a surprise pussy is the best. I don't agree with that. I don't appreciate a surprise puss.
Yeah, neither did I. My mum, when I was little, ran over my existing cat, and the neighbour had just had kittens and brought one as a replacement over pretty much instantly, within 5 minutes. I definitely didn't want that cat, and we still have it today.
Oh, no.
So it's been about 13 years.
You were grieving. Yep. You were grieving at the loss of cat number one, the original and the best cat, the Whiskers cat, and someone's brought over some shitty Snappy Tom hybrid 5 minutes into the grieving process. Now you're stuck with
it. Yeah, pretty much.
Now you're stuck with it. Jesus Christ. One of the great surprise pussies.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby. Let's get to meet tonight's bachelorette. Someone who has picked up the phone, dialed 131060. In a secret cry saying, hey, big dog, help me find love. Well, the big dog's at your service. Marketing is the job. 18-month single is the status. Sporty, loves dogs and pottery is the nitty-gritty. Think of someone funny, fit and smart. Let's introduce Sarah, the 45-year-old. Oh, God! Cougar! Would you classify yourself as a cougar?
Maybe.
Maybe. Or a cougar in training. A cougar in denial. Maybe. Hang on. Danny Lakey's cougar conversion service. Pending you through the system now. That's a bloody cougar. We've got ourselves a cougar.
All right.
All right, you twisted one of my cougar pulls, I guess so.
All right, this is good. It says here that you're fit, smart, with brown hair, and you like to exercise a lot as well, and you love reading. So a home buddy who's still active, the best of both worlds.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, what more could a girl ask for, really?
Are you into men or women?
No, definitely men.
Ah, okay. Sorry. No, why? Yeah, what more could you ask for in a personality? Yeah. I see what you mean. Yeah. Sorry. I thought you were talking about what more could a potential partner ask for. We almost hit the jackpot. I mean, it's taken us a good year and a half to try and find a lesbian cougar, and we almost had one in our midst. But no. Back to the straight cougar lifestyle for you. What's the youngest guy you've ever dated, and what's the oldest bloke you've ever dated?
Youngest? Oh, maybe 35?
Yes.
And oldest, 52? Wow!
So I reckon 45-year-old Sarah can set the bar tonight between the age of 30 and 55. Sound good?
Well, yeah, that's a good age.
It is a good age. And can I just say, the best thing about me turning 30 is now I'm in all the cougar catchment areas on the dating apps. Because the majority of cougars that I've been on dates with recently say that they set their age range from 30 upwards. They wouldn't accept a 29-year-old. It's amazing the subtle nuances and differences between a 29-year-old boy and a 30-year-old man.
Yeah, well, when you have teenagers, that's like hashtag wrong.
Hashtag wrong. That's exactly what I'm hearing on the streets. This would be good. I reckon the phone lines are going to jam up. And poor old Shy Guy's out there by himself tonight without Shoey Louie. So he's got his work cut out for him on the phone system. But hopefully we can find three of the coolest cubs money can buy. Usually I ask, and take this as a compliment of your maturity, but yeah. Usually I ask sort of what do you like and what do you like about people and what are you looking for? But let's twist it tonight. What do you hate in a dude?
Bad table manners. Someone who chews out loud. Bad shoes.
Bad shoes?
Bad shoes. Shoes are a killer. Ask okay. any woman. Shoes kill it for you.
Okay.
And someone who is rude to waitresses.
Yeah, right. Okay, so there's a lot of table manners, chewing, be nice to your hospitality workers, and wear some decent shoes for goodness sake.
Yes.
Can a man in a straight leg pair of jeans and a brand new pair of white New Balances be too much to ask for? All right, let's put the call out.
I put some of that sneaker treatment on them so there's no stain.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag must have sneaker treatment. If you want to take Sarah on a date, hashtag must have sneaker treatment. 131060 if you'd like to try and tame this cougar. Sarah, you just figure out three questions for your three men. We'll make sure that their shoe game is up to scratch and they don't chew with their mouth open.
Okay, perfect.
And we'll get to it next. All right. Let's meet man number one. This is John. He's 22. How did you slip through the nets, John? We were supposed to have a 25-year raise. That's all right. Well, the ultimate cougar can easily account for this cub. He's a stockman. Oh, that's cool. Shoey Louie's boyfriend is a stockman as well. Four-wheel driving, camping, picnic in the mountains is his idea of a dream date. Hello, cub John.
G'day.
Whoa, Jesus Christ. They don't breed them like they used to anymore. This is a man who sounds like a 52-year-old.
How are we?
Jesus Christ! Okay, Sarah, meet your cub, John, who's deceivingly not sounding much like a cub at all.
No, he's not.
No.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
This is the magical moment where a 45-year-old lady questions everything she knows about 22-year-olds. I think, hang on a second. Could it really be? No, maybe not. What's the question? What's the question to John? What's your question?
John, what is your favourite body part of yourself?
Of myself?
Yeah.
Probably my arms.
Okay, so do a bit of lifting then as a stockman.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Those big, wide, pumping stockman arms.
Absolutely.
Whoa. Looks like...
I've got a visual.
Yeah, I've got a visual too. Locked stockman and two smoking arm barrels. Wow. Cool. Okay, let's go to Todd. He's 35. He's a rigger. Been single for 2 years. He likes dogs too. Not poetry though. 6 foot, brown hair, green eyes. Hello, rigger Todd.
G'day, Sarah.
Hi.
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
That's one of the great alpha moves. He's just bypassed the host.
I'm not worried about you anymore.
Yeah, no, don't be. Don't be. There's a cougar to be caught. Don't worry about this little hyena. What's your question to Sarah, Todd?
What's my question?
No.
Sorry.
What's your question to Todd, Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay, Todd. What would be your ideal holiday destination?
Probably somewhere hot and tropical with cocktail service at the pool.
Okay, sounds good. Like that. Yep.
He's hit it for six on the last ball. He didn't even bat a lash. Somewhere hot and tropical.
That could be anywhere. Like, we need to be a little bit more specific.
Well, yeah. Let's go for South America.
South America, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's still not being that specific, but that's okay.
This is a cougar who will test you in the jungle. I don't mind that, though. Hot and tropical. Bit like John the Stockman's arms. Mark is the final person. 49. We're getting older. Two young children, two daughters, plays with the children in his spare time, stay-at-home dad. Been single for 2 years, 5'11", olive skin, blondy brown hair, good table manners, treats everyone like he wants to be treated.
Okay, all right.
Hello, Mark.
Hello, Sarah. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, okay.
What's with all the alphas bypassing the host tonight? And what's with the 22-year-old sounding like a 49-year-old and the 49-year-old sounding like a 22-year-old?
I got a young face. I got one of those baby faces.
It's all good gear. What's your question, Mark, Sarah?
I'm actually going to change my question, if that's okay. You sound quite serious. Do you have a good sense of humour?
Oh, yes, certainly.
So, can I put you on the spot? Have you got a joke?
A joke? No, not really.
Oh, my penis is shriveled up like the size of a cashew.
Just a knock-knock joke. That'd be about it.
Okay, knock-knock.
Who's there?
You'd have to start it, wouldn't you? Sorry.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Who's there?
I'm trying to think. I've gone blank. Sorry.
He's trying to improvise a knock-knock joke. That never ends well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, look.
The humour is not happening.
Look, I think the moral of this story is we never judge a bottle of wine by the amount of time it's matured and aged in the cellar, do we?
Okay. No, I know.
So, who will it be? 22-year-old Stockman John, 35-year-old Rigger Todd, or 49-year-old comedian Mark?
I'm going to go with the 35-year-old Rigger with the nice arms.
35. No. John the Stockman has the nice arms.
Oh, no. John the Stockman. Don't tell me that's a 22-year-old.
Yes, it is.
Oh, no.
Yes. Don't worry. Yes. Yes!
Seriously?
Yes!
Okay, I didn't do that on purpose.
Here we go! John, the Stockman with a massive arms. Arms like a truck. Truck.
Well, I think he's the best one.
Do you take Sarah to be your lawfully wedded cougar, John?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah, yes, you do love it. Yes, you do. Easy there.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Daily Lake and Lake Show quickie.
Right now, it's come to a point where I didn't want to do this, but I've had to develop a water hierarchy system. It comes off the back of me having some of the nicest tasting water I've ever tasted, less than 24 hours ago. But also in this same 24-hour patch, having the worst water I've ever tasted. Here's the twist. It's the same water. It's from the same water station. Hear me out here. Earlier on today, when I was at the public pool, didn't get into work till 4, feeling a little sun-kissed today, #getting my bronze on, I went to the public pool and their FPOS machine was down. what I'd planned to do was go to the pool, pay the $6.70 with my FBOS card to swim at the pool and have a little bit of a sunbag. And I was also going to buy a couple of snacks and a bottle of water. Because the FBOS machines was down, they let me into the pool, but I wasn't allowed to buy anything from the canteen because their FBOS machines were down and I didn't have any cash. I said, oh, could I just have a glass of water? Is that all right? I said, well, I don't have a glass, but I've got a mug. So she's gotten me one of the coffee mugs that you'd use, filled it up with tap water. I've taken one sip of that thing, and it was the most putrid, heinous, grey, dirty dishwasher I've ever tasted in my life. The public pool's only across the road from me. I know it's the same water pump, but for some reason you can't deny drinking out of a coffee mug with cold water just doesn't seem right. It makes it taste different. Am I insane, Shigo? Which, could you agree with that? Can you see where I'm coming from? Water from a mug tastes different than water from a glass, even if it's from the same tap.
Yeah, it's not right.
It just, it tastes different. There's a psychological element going on. So anyway, in my water hierarchy system, you've clearly got down the bottom water in a coffee mug. It then gets slightly better when you have water in a plastic takeaway coffee cup. It then gets better again when you have water from a glass. Now we're at an acceptable taste of water. Tap water from a glass. Don't mind it. Fine. Then we go a little higher up. A bottle of Mount Franklin. You say a bottle of Mount Franklin?
Yeah.
A bottle of Mount Franklin tastes better fresh from a 7-Eleven rather than a bottle of Mount Franklin you've just filled up from the tap. Correct?
Yep.
Better than a glass of water.
What about, though, water from a garden hose?
Now we're going back down again. I don't think water from a garden hose is as good as Mount Franklin, but I see where you're coming from.
But what if you're putting in a Mount Franklin bottle?
I think a layback from a garden tap on a hot summer's day, it's not ideal, but there's something special about it. It makes it taste slightly better. That's a layback job. You know some of the best tasting water around? Ice cold water from the bubblers at school. That's some good water. Bubbler water is the best water. You can't deny, it's all the same water, but you can't deny that's better. I'll take slurping out of a bubbler any day of the week with a pack of 10 school children behind me, putting pressure on me to wrap it up, rather than drinking a cup of water out of a mug.
You know what? I hated using the bubblers at school for the pure public factor of sharing it.
Oh,
but as a senior, I loved it.
Now all of a sudden you've got water rule.
Converted.
Well, this is the Shigo social anxieties affecting the taste of his water, but you give him a crowd-free bubbler and he'll be slurping at the watering hole all day. Hear me out, though. The best water in Danny Lakey's water hierarchy system, of course better than the water in a mug. Of course, better than water in a glass. Better than Mount Franklin water. Better than cold bubbler water at school. Is slurping water from a bathroom tap at 2 in the morning when you go downstairs for a wee. Come on! There's something about 2 a.m. bath tap water.
No.
No?
There's not.
No?
No.
There is.
No.
Oh, damn it. I thought the hierarchy system was completely foolproof.
I think you're back down there with garden hose.
Oh, no. No, I love a bit of 2 a.m. tap water. I love just going right under the tap. It tastes different. Your mouth's in this weird state of, ooh, you've brushed your teeth about 5 hours ago, but you've got that bad breath, but it's going to get worse for another 5 hours before you wake up. It's that tap water magic. Shigo doesn't like it. He doesn't agree with the water hierarchy system. 131060.
Water hierarchy system.
Any changes? Any additions to the water hierarchy system? Any different bits for the system? What's the best water? What's the worst water? Surely people are agreeing with the old water in a mug. Josh on 131060. What do you think about the hierarchy? Any tinkering needed?
Oh, it sounds all right, Danny, but I think you're missing one thing. What about a Voss bottle? Cold. Ooh.
Yes.
Glass Voss bottle.
Did not think about the glass Voss.
You can't beat a glass bottle.
Well, Shy Guy actually has a Voss bottle out there at the moment.
I bought the big Voss bottle water about 3 months ago, and I fill this up from the tap
here. And you still hold the same bottle.
It's different.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I mean, when you refill it, it still has, no matter where you refill it from, it always tastes good.
No, it's a good, it's a magic bottle. I mean,
you could fill it up from, you could fill it up on the side of the road, and it still tastes good.
Interesting. It's a concept that does need to be tried. I mean, the shy guy's out there feeling all tough with his bottle of Voss. He's actually put a generous scoop of lime cordial
in it. I did put green cordial in it.
So this is no man who can be mincing his words around water tonight. But look, it's there. It's got to be in the hierarchy system. It's not a bottle, but not a glass. It's some sort of weird hybrid creation that I've never seen before. Jenny, hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
I like my water boiled in my kettle. leave it to cool, and then drink it out of a glass. It's very nice, and it's also nice to while it's still hot, put some water and a little bit of honey and a tea bag in the glass, and wait until it gets cold, and it's so refreshing and really nice.
Wow, you're delging into iced tea chat, and there'll be plenty of time next year in 2020 for what's your DIY iced tea
but
recipe.
The water is still very nice, cold. Boiled from a kettle.
Yeah, no, not bad. I don't mind a good old boil and let it cool down for another 5 hours. Nothing like waiting 5.5 hours in a developed country for a nice cold glass of water.
It doesn't take 5 hours.
Okay. Nice. No, I appreciate it. Sorry. We'll agree to disagree with the hierarchy system, but it is everyone's system. I'll put your boiling kettle cool down water in there somewhere. Not as good as the bubbler. And you can't.
No,
I'd like to install a bubbler in your kitchen and then see how often you go back to your default kettle technique. Craig on 131060. Hello.
How you doing, bud?
We've heard a lot of waters tonight. Is there any more tinkering to be done?
I reckon out of your shower head after you have a shower. Like, turn that water off and off you go, mate.
Oh, you'll have some cold water out of the shower.
Sorry, yeah, bloody oath, mate, yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. I haven't given that a crack, but I do remember as a kid, yesterday's flannel water. Remember, you'd have a bath in your flannel, and then it hadn't dried out, and you're sucking the water out of yesterday's flannel? Oh, some of the great water. I'm tinkering with my own system now. Oh, yeah.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
This is very exciting. A year in the making.
Oh, yeah. We've been on the search.
BP Noosa, let's speak in. Close for hello. Caltex, Chicago, with South Curtis.
For Australia's fastest servo worker.
Oh, hi there. Do you do the 53-gram Pringles?
And if you could get the price for me, that'd be fantastic as well.
$3.95.
$3.20, mate.
$2.20.
And last week, we got a new record.
Hello, budget for Peter
Shum. Oh, hi there. Do you stock 53-gram tubes of original Pringles? And if so, how much?
It's for $3.95.
But can they hold on to their title? It's time to find Australia's fastest servo worker.
Yes, it is. One last call needs to be made before the final leaderboard is submitted to the governing body of servo workers. For the Danny Lakey Late Show to finally call, claim, and deliver the prize to Australia's fastest servo
this
worker.
This is a big day.
This is huge. I mean, it's the only thing we've been doing all year, apart from Radio Tinder and Dr. Nikki.
And World's Hardest Quiz.
And World's Hardest Quiz.
And a few others.
Yeah. Poor comment from me. We so far have 36 servo workers. We will call the final 37th tonight. Now, for those who haven't been following the leaderboard closely, last week, the fastest time for a servo worker to locate a tube of Pringles, 53 gram, and tell me the price, was shattered. The previous record holder, Andrew, at Puma in Joondalup, Western Australia, had a record held at 5.11 seconds. Until last week, we called Dave at Budget Petrol in Petersham. It only took him 1.26 seconds to locate the Pringles and tell me the price. Huge. One final piece of the puzzle needs to be played out on air. Is there one last tiny bit of drama to go on? is there someone out there who can beat 1.26 seconds?
It's going to be tough.
Shy Guy, you're in charge tonight because Shuey Louie's off, but you're in charge of finding someone. The only instructions I gave you was I said, make sure it's a Puma Energy because we've had very good track records with Puma Energy. Mm-hmm. They hold three of the top five scores in Australia's fastest servo. That's where you can go, usually for a very fast service.
We know that they're reliable.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Is it going to be as fast as a budget petrol? We're not sure. All right. Where are we going, Puma-wise, tonight?
We're going to Mount Isa, Puma.
In the middle of Bum F, Idaho. That's good, because there won't be much distraction there.
No.
This has all the ingredients for a bit of late-night twist.
Yeah, hopefully people won't be getting their petrol.
What's the person who's manning the station?
Susan is her
apparently
name.
Susan's there.
Susan's her name, yeah.
Okay, well, let's dial in the number here. Let's go to Puma Energy in Mount Isa.
Come on, Susan.
The only two people who can take out Australia's fastest servo worker is Dave, the original record holder now, or Susan from Mount Isa. Any late-minute drama? Let's find out. Oh, God.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep, but it's very kind of staticky.
Oh, sorry about that.
But it is. I can hear you now.
Oh, okay. All right, good. I'm not sure what happened there. Maybe a little bit of bad reception on one of our ends. I apologise for that.
Yep, that's okay. So if this happens again, can I just press that button and reset it myself?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's probably the safe bet.
Yep. Okay, so we should be all good now then.
Yeah, all right. For the conversation can take place now? Yes? Hello? Hello?
Yep.
Serving someone.
Oh, okay, fine. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Me? Oh, God.
Oh.
That was weird. Let's call her again. Redial. Redial, Sugar.
Okay, here we go. Redialing.
Hello.
Hi, it's me again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there was a little bit of confusion before.
Yeah, there was a little confusion.
Yes, I rang up and I was hoping to ask a question, but we only got to the point where we figured out if the phones were working.
Oh, righto.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I get it. It was a bit complicated. I was just wondering, do you stock 53-gram tubes of original Pringles? And if so, how much?
Yeah, well, I thought you were the Telstra man, because we have had no phone a few days, and it just rang, and I thought it was the Telstra guy ringing to tell me our phone is working.
No, I've been told that a few times. I sound like the Telstra man, but no, unfortunately not.
Okay, well, what kind?
The 53-gram tube of original Pringles.
53-gram tube. Why do you want to know this?
It's very important that I know the price and if you've got them in stock. I'm just very hungry.
We have two.
Two left. Two tubes
two,
left.
Two tubes.
Ah, okay. And the price, please?
$3.70.
Okay.
Whoa!
All right. Took a lot of hoops.
Oh, God!
But we got there.
Spoiler alert, I think the record's safe.
Yeah.
Well, so much to digest. Never have we had to do a second calling. Never, I don't think I've ever had a conversation in my life where we got confused.
It sounds like Susan's had a big day.
And forgot about the actual conversation. Yeah, I mean, friendly.
Very
friendly. From Susan, but not fast in the slightest.
I mean, I'd hate to be the Telstra guy.
Lucky the timer didn't start after the first one, because as per terms and conditions, I did not ask if she stocked the 53-gram tube of Pringles. Susan never gave me a chance to get there.
No.
Second call. A lot of quizzing going on. It felt like a slow time. What is the official time, Shy Guy, for Susan?
The official time. Puma Energy. The Puma Energy Mount Isa. 42.73.
Oh, puts her in 29th place.
Yeah.
Looks still faster than a lot of servo workers.
It is. No, it is.
Funnily enough, I'm not sure how, but it is. Which means Dave from Budget Petrol in Petersham is Australia's fastest servo worker. I don't know if Dave's listening right now.
Good on you, Dave.
But this is big. We will be awarding Dave next Thursday on the show. We're going to ransack him. We're going to bring the video cameras. Okay. We're going to bring the trophy. We're going to bring the check.
Hopefully he's on shift.
Yes, and hopefully he's on shift as well. This is huge. Danny Lakey Late Show, Budget Petrol and Petersham. That is the fastest servo in the land.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.